Blog Talk Radio.
We are listener supported radio, so the programming you hear on our station is funded by our members and these local and area businesses.
The new Whispering Suite of Fargo. Go get it at 1090 35th Street North at the I-29 and 12th Avenue North interchange. Intimate extended stay, pet friendly hotel with good beds in every room, including a stovetop, full size fridge and microwave. Plus a big 40-inch flat screen TV with free Wi-Fi. You can book a room at 701-582-1600 or online at www.woodspring.com. Woodspring Street in Fargo, rated 4.2 by TrustScore.
You're listening to 89.1 10 FM, KNSD-FM, Holly, Fargo, Moorhead. Independent public radio for Fargo, Moorhead, and the Valley. Also on the web at www.10fm.com.
Monday night, Attitude Air Live, 89.1, Ken's FM Live in Fargo, North Dakota, as we bring you another blockbuster show, another blockbuster edition, as we continue with our great little thing that we got going on here. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we come to you live every Monday night, and tonight is no exception, and we got Christmas right around the corner. And we're just going to have a good time tonight. With me, as always, we have our favorite and most popular co-host, Granny, as by our listeners' vote. How are you, Granny?
I'm good, thank you. I had a fun weekend. We went to Mid-States Wrestling and got to spend some fun times with a lot of friends Saturday night, and of course yesterday was mine and my husband David's 12th wedding anniversary. We've been together since December 19th of 2003 when we got together, and we actually got married December 19th of 2009. So we've been together 18 years, but out of those 18 years we've been married 12, so we had a fun weekend.
And, yeah, as a matter of fact, I did see some of the pictures that you posted on Facebook, and, you know, I thought that was kind of cool, and you got to meet Jimmy Hart. Jimmy Hart was here in Fargo a couple years ago with sponsoring Maui Madness that I'm also a part of. Of course, we weren't able to do Maui Madness last year because of COVID, but hopefully this year Maui Madness will be back, and if we do do Maui Madness, we'll let everybody know. Until then, we'll kind of get everybody caught up here. As you know, we have Christmas Eve on Friday, and Santa Claus will be coming to drop presents off for all the good little boys and girls, and I don't know if I'm on the naughty list or on the nice list, but some people say I'm definitely on the naughty list permanently, but I hope I'm on the nice list because I did ask Santa for a lot of cool presents this year. Hopefully one will be a victory by the NDSU Bison in Frisco, Texas, against Montana State University, winners over JMU Friday night. And, of course, Montana State beat South Dakota State. And the tournament, the playoffs concluded, and the championship game is being played on January 8th. at 11 a.m., I do believe, in Frisco, Texas, on January 8, 2022, where NDSU will be going for its ninth national championship. Of course, everybody knows I'm a big follower of the Bison, and that will never change. I'm always going to be a Bison fan. I was in the stands when we were 3-8, and I've been in the stands ever since. The Parker Dome opened, me and my father have, and we love our NDSU Bison. We support our local college. And one thing, you know, I've never really asked Granny, because I know, Granny, you're into professional football, and your Kansas City Chiefs did win last Thursday, a week ago. Well, a little less than a week ago. But, you know, I don't think I've ever asked Granny who, if you had a college team in your area, who would be the team that you would support?
Well, I watch the Razorbacks, you know, and, of course, when I lived in Kansas, you know, I watched a lot of KU football and KU basketball. I'm not a basketball person. I mean, I will watch it once in a while, but I'm not really big on the college, you know, teams. I will watch the Razorbacks play football once in a while, you know, but I don't, it's not like I'm a diehard college fan like I am when it comes to my Chiefs and my Royals and my, you know, wrestling shows, you know, but,
speaking of college basketball, I'm also a big fan of the NDSU Bison basketball team, and I'm going to go ahead and make a bold prediction right now. NDSU Bison basketball, men's basketball, has all the key elements in place to make another shot at winning the Summit League this year and win the Summit League tournament and make a trip back to March Madness in the Big Dance. Now, I'm going to go ahead and make a bold prediction. At 9:07 p.m. Central Standard Time here on the airways at Kansas FM on the December 20th, 2021, that NDSU will make an appearance in the Big Dance. And that is my bold prediction. I don't see anything trumping that prediction. Pardon the pun there. So we'll see what happens in March. Of course, the Summer League tournament is the weekend of March 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And for those of you who don't know, we will not be having a live show on March 7th, so I'll announce that now. But there will be recorded content on 89.1 Ken's FM, because we won't be in studio because I'm not going to be in town because I'm going to be in the Summer League tournament. But just so everybody knows that there'll be some great recorded content, some past show shenanigans, as you might want to say, but we won't be live that day, but it will be a recorded show, and we still want you
and
to tune in.
And what day is that icon?
Monday, March 7th, 2022.
Okay.
So you'll get a day off, I'll get a day off, of course, Big Swing, every Monday night is a day off for him. You know, when you're a bar owner and a business owner, you know, that's basically what you got to concentrate on. And, you know, hopefully he'll be back at some point. We know that before we hit the air, he himself did kind of chime in, and Granny knows exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. He likes to rub in that touchdown Raiders thing. You know, he may not be here, his voice not be here, but he's definitely here pushing the buttons, whether we like that or not. So, anyway, our first guest will be calling in soon. Let me go ahead and run down who we got. We got TWX, the wrestler's TWX. We got Todd Michaels, the owner of TWX. We're going to have Richard James Grainer, the Diesel. He owns Bad Diesel Magazine. And we were supposed to have another guest on. He may not be able to make it tonight. He mentioned that he had some family stuff going on, which is to be expected. If you have family stuff, if you're supposed to be a guest, but family comes first, and we know that. So So, Granny, for the last 45 minutes of the show, it might just be you and I talking, and I know that our fans are looking forward to that. But anyway, we'll see if we can get our first guest to call in here shortly, and we'll go with that, and we'll have some fun with them when they call in. We're waiting for TWX Wrestling, and they're a great organization, an independent organization, and we're going to talk to them about what they got upcoming, how long they've been around, all that good stuff. And when they call in, we'll put them on, and we'll talk to them. And we'll go with that.
Sounds good. Now, you know, this isn't the first time that I've gotten to meet Jimmy Hart. You know, I got to meet him several years ago. They were doing a wrestling show in Springdale, and I don't remember how old my son was at the time, but he was actually in the hospital at the time. You know, he had to be hospitalized during that time, so I went by and actually got an autographed picture of Jimmy Hart and gave to him, and he was a really super guy. He remembered me, and it was pretty cool. I mean, it was really good getting to see him again.
Well, you know, when I met Jimmy Hart when he was here doing a little promotion thing for one of my friends, I had mentioned the story about when I was 8 years old at the Fargo Civic Center. He came down and he had his you know, he always had his little blowhorn there. And I told him a story how when he walked by, I tried to grab it from him. He had it down at his side, and I tried to grab it from him. And he's like, "That was you?" And I'm like, "I didn't even think he'd remember that." But apparently, if you try and grab his bullhorn, he doesn't forget that. But anyway, it looks like our
Jimmy Hart's megaphone. I mean, you just don't lay your hands on Jimmy Hart's megaphone.
Well, apparently not. But I'll tell you what, our first guest is on. We'll be back in about 30 seconds, and we'll go for our first guest. So we'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Awesome.
So what are you going to do for New Year's this year? Bring in 2022 with Guy Lombardo? How about celebrating style at the Meridian Event Center with Ken's FM? Join us at 7 p.m. for pulled pork sandwiches, chips, along with pickles and salads. And then at 8 p.m., the music starts with DJs Fatal Claw and Echelon playing all the great music you hear on 89.1 Ken's FM. There will be full bar service for those over 21, and it's only $20 to get in. Celebrate New Year's the right way at the Meridian Event Center. They're at 1500 11th Street North in Morehead. All proceeds benefit 89.1 Ken's FM.
And we definitely want you to come out and see us New Year's Eve, October 31st, at the Meridian Event Center from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Come ring in the new year with Ken's FM 89.1 and the Icon. We'll be making an appearance, and I'll probably, if they allow me to, I'll probably go up for seconds and thirds and fourths of the pulled pork and the pickles and the chips and the salads. But that's not the only reason I'm going there. But anyway,
It sounded like you said October 31st. It's December 31st, my dear.
Oh, December 31st. I'm sorry. December 31st. I'm sorry. December 31st. Right. But stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, we have the king of TWX Wrestling. And he is going to tell us all about why he is the best in independent wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Todd Michaels.
Hey, this is Todd Michaels. You're listening to the Attitude Era Live on 89.1 Ken's FM with your host, the Icon, Big Swing, and Granny Hawkster. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy,
good.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Todd Michaels is our guest here, and we have we have about 30 minutes here. And Todd, I guess the rumor is that you had brought you have a friend or two with you. Who you got with you?
They're going to be calling in any minute, so I'm going to have.
All right. Well. Okay. Well, when they call in, I'll go ahead and put them on the air, but. Before we go to them, kind of tell us a little, give us a little background about yourself and your organization.
My organization is called TWX Wrestling. We're out of Memphis, Tennessee. We started back in May of 2021. So barely new company. Myself, too, I'm a former professional wrestler.
And you decided that you wanted to go into owning your own company. How long has it been in existence?
Since May of last year.
And
about 6 months.
Okay. So my question is, what kind of promoter are you? Are you like a Vince McMahon that sends the troops out there and does the stuff and you direct them? Are you like a Paul Heyman who likes to get in front of the camera, be Lloyd, loud, obnoxious, and boisterous? Or are you like a Triple H that'll mess somebody's career up if they get more over than you?
Nah, I'm more like a Vince McMahon.
All right. We do have a caller on the air. Last four digits ending in 3973. Caller, go ahead. Who we got?
Hey, this is Memphis Mike with TWX.
All right. Go ahead.
How you doing, Memphis Mike?
Yes. Hey, how's it going, Todd?
Good.
Good. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. We'll give ample time to both of you guys. I know that Todd, you're feeling a little under the weather, so we'll ask you a few questions, and we'll let your partner, one of your mainstay wrestlers, the best in the federation, I understand, is on the line with us. So we'll talk to him, but. We'll ask you a few more questions, Todd. Then if you want to hang on, great. If not, if you got to go, I understand you're a little under weather. That's fine. So when you launched your federation, did you go out and get a whole bunch of sponsors? Kind of take us through what it was like having to launch your own federation.
Well, I mean, it was hard, especially trying to launch it during the pandemic and lockdown and stuff. But we do got a corporate sponsor now.
And did you have a lot of did you decide to start the federation obviously before the pandemic, correct?
Yes.
And when the pandemic hit, what was your thought? We won't spend too much time on COVID, but kind of take us through how that affected you and what you did.
Well, I mean, obviously we couldn't perform in front of a live audience. So it makes it hard.
Right. Now, before you have you sign off, I'm going to have you. I'm going to introduce you to our other co-host. It's Granny Hulkster. Granny, you got any questions for our guest, Todd Michaels, here on 89.1 Kens FM?
Well, I know it's really difficult to do any kind of promotion. I mean, I know. You know, I've been a wrestling fan for a long time, and I wouldn't want to be a promoter or a booker for the business because, I mean, that's a lot of difficult work, I mean, that you all have to do, you know, because, I mean, you have to make sure that, you know, you're getting enough wrestlers. You got to make sure, you know, you got to write up the card. I mean, there's a lot of work involved, you know. And sometimes I think wrestling fans think that the promoters just have a really super easy job, and they don't, in my opinion. I mean, you gotta make it fun for the fans. And I mean, and I only say that is because I've been asked to help with things like that. I mean. A few years ago, I had some friends that was trying to start a small federation, and they were asking me for my help, you know, and I told them, I said, you know, you got to get out and promote that, you got to, you know, advertise, and they really didn't do that, you know, so unfortunately, their turnout wasn't as big as what they were hoping for, and it made me feel really sad, you know, and I had a couple of my really good wrestling buddies, you know, they told me, they said, Granny, you know, that's not your fault because, you know, you did what you could, you were telling them what they needed to do, but they didn't want to listen. So how challenging can it be for a promoter to, you know, prepare for a show?
It's hard. It takes weeks in advance and, you know, you got to sell them tickets and everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of work involved, no doubt.
Yeah. So if someone wanted to come out to a show, and then we'll get to your wrestler, then we'll let you go. It looks like one of your other wrestlers have called in. If you can signal them to call back, we'll put them back on. But so when a fan buys a ticket to your show, and, of course, we unfortunately can't cover ticket prices right now, but if a fan comes to your show, what can they expect? How long of a show will they be there for? How big of an arena do you have? Do you run different arenas, or do you just want one arena? And do fans have the opportunity to meet the wrestlers in intermission or before the show or after the show? I know that's a lot to unpack, but kind of take us through that.
Yes, we run – right now we're running a little bit everywhere. Our shows are about 2.5 to 3 hours long, and – fans can meet wrestlers before and after the show.
All right. And if our fans wanted to check you out and go to a show, do you got a Facebook, an Instagram, a YouTube, a Twitter, a Twitch, a TikTok? What do you got?
Yes, we got YouTube and Twitch, and Facebook is TWX Wrestling.
And when is your next big event?
January 15th.
All right. We'll definitely talk a little bit about that. Do you want to hang on hold? Or, like I say, I know you're feeling a little under the weather. Or yeah. Do you want to just call back? Or what do you want to do?
No, I'll just hold. You could talk to Memphis Mike for a little bit.
Okay, I'll put you on hold, and we'll come back to you to fill in the blanks. All right? And it looks like we got another, also, boys, just to remember PG language, please. We have 0826 on with us as well. Who is this?
Well, depends on how you want to address me. You can address me as one of two ways. I'm either Winston Jordan or I'm my own local, the clown, depending on who I feel like being that day.
All right. And our other wrestler, 3973, introduce yourself again, please.
Well, this is Memphis Mike. I'm the voice of TWX Wrestling. I'm the announcer and commentator for the company.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do then. We'll kind of break this up a little bit. We're on 89.1 Chance FM. We got 23 minutes. We got about 23 minutes before our second guest calls in, and we'll come back to you guys. Being the announcer, let me ask you this. Your announcing style, are you like a cut-up like Jerry Lawler? Are you the serious front man like Jim Ross? Or are you like the guy that likes to give all the information like, say, like a Jesse Ventura or a Bobby Heenan?
I'm kind of a cross between JR and Jerry Lawler. They were my inspiration going way back in the day, but, you know, one of my big inspirations was Lance Russell here locally. He was a 40-year veteran in the business, and, so I've kind of combined a lot of skill set that I've learned from them and watching and observing them and trying to make it, enjoyable for the crowd as they listen in or if they're either watching, you know, via – video or whatever. I enjoy calling the matches and doing the commentary and actually doing the interviews with the wrestlers before and after the matches and during. So it's a fun thing. It's something really inspiring, fun to do.
We have TWX Wrestling here. We're on 89.1 Ken's FM. We got 22 minutes. Now, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and then we'll have Granny ask you a few, then we'll go to Loco the Clown here in a second. So my question is, when you're commentating, and we know back in the day that commentators had, a ways to input the match and do the whole pencil to their ear and this and that, whatever. Now, how much of that still happens, and how much of that has changed, in your opinion, or has it not?
Well, you know, the I think one of the major things that a lot of young guys coming up in the business now are making a mistake, and what they're doing is they're talking over the match. You've got to allow the workers, like El Loco and the other workers, whoever you're calling for, you got to allow them to tell the story. You're just there to enhance the story. You're actually, like Emerald say, putting the bam on it. You know, that's what you're there for. A lot of announcers today, they want to be heard more than, you know, and they should be, from the standpoint that they overtalk the match. And you just can't do that. You know, the fans don't like that. The, you know, fans aren't there to see the announcer or the commentator. They're there to see the wrestling. So you're there to promote that, and you're there to bring it. They're in the ring putting their bodies on the line, but you're there to explain what's going on in the aspect of that. But you're doing it as the story's evolving. You're not talking over the match.
And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to introduce you to Granny Hulks. And one thing I do want you to do is send me – I'm sure you're on Facebook Messenger. We'll talk about that in a little while. But if you're on Facebook Messenger, I want you to send me a message on Facebook Messenger, and I'll make you a collector's card like I did for TWX. Every guest that's on from TWX tonight, you send me a message on Facebook, and I'll make you a collector's card like I do all our guests. But we'll bring Granny Hulkster on. Hey, Granny, we got an announcer, and he sounds like he's a pretty straight shooter, not a heel or a babyface, but he's just a regular commentary. What do you got for our commentator? Go ahead.
Well, thank goodness he's not a heel, because Granny does not like the heels. I can talk some pretty good smack to the heels when I have to. So, matter of fact, I'm 59 years old, proud of it, you know, and I have had wrestlers come up and tell me, don't you have a curfew at the nursing home, or you better sit down and shut up before you break a hip. And I hit a wrestler one night in the nose. I grabbed my keys, and I put my keys in my hand, and I doubled up my fist, and I hit him in the nose. It wasn't on purpose either. It was accidental. And I told him, I said, baby, I don't need no curfew. I got keys to the building. And he ran off screaming. So what is your favorite thing that you enjoy doing about the commentating? I mean, you know, because I've been to a lot of independent shows in my life, you know, and they're just, there are some commentators that just, you know, they like to be the heel commentator, and they just like to try to take over the commentating. So what is your favorite thing about when you're announcing a show, or, you know, you're doing your commentating and everything at an event? What is your favorite thing about that job?
Well, the favorite thing for me is doing the actual interview pre-match or before or after the match. You know, if we're setting up the story and getting ready to you know, have the bell ring, we'll have an interview with one of the workers. And, you know, I like to tell that story with them and to really build it. You know, and sometimes, you know, they'll grab, if it's a heel, he'll grab me by my shirt, you know, and say, what do you mean, you know, or something. And, you know, and I'll really play that up, you know, because we're playing it up and getting it ready for it to hit that ring and building the anticipation for the crowd. And then, of course, the post-interview, when something's gone, where there's been, when we've thrown a misdirection, where we've taken the crowd one direction and then we've whiplashed them back the whole other way, they didn't see something coming at all. That's always
the one I had, you know.
Yeah, I love that. And then having that post interview with that wrestler after it's over with, and it builds it for the next time you sell your tickets. See, to me, each show sells the next show.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And you know, a fan can either make your show or they can break your show. I've seen that.
Absolutely.
Happen.
I'm glad you said that, Granny Hulkster, because here's the thing that I think independent wrestling's lost touch with today. We don't TWX does not have a federation or an organization without fans. You know, WWE global, but not global without fans. AEW, great promotion, but not a promotion without fans. And I think sometimes we get caught up where we forget that it's about the fans. So, you know, no fans, no federation. So we cater to the fan. PWX, we're a family-friendly program, and we cater to the fans. You know, we try to give the fans what they want. We go old school in some things that haven't been done in years in wrestling, and bringing some of that old school back. And the fans love it because that's what we're about. We're all about our fans.
Well, that's and I'm really glad that you heard that you said that, because I tell you, I'm not your average wrestling fan. I mean, there was a company that ran in Arkansas where I live at that they quit running in 2013, but they did TV tapings, and they still show a lot of the old reruns down in the Little Rock area on the TV stations down there. And I still, to this day, have people come up and ask me if I'm Granny, because I have my original Granny Hulkster shirt that says, "What you gonna do when Granny Hulkster goes crazy on you?" And then I have one that says, "Queen of TCW, Granny Hulkster," on it, you know. So, and TCW, you know, brought in a lot of big-time names, you know, over the years. And when we would go to their shows, they always had me and my family on the front row in the center seat facing the cameras, because they know that I would always interact with these guys, good or bad. I mean, you know, Tommy Dreamer, for example, I had to be walking with a cane for a while because I've had to have both my knees replaced, and I hadn't had my first knee replacement yet. And he grabbed my, I had one of those old like canes. He grabbed my cane out of my hand and used it on Matt Riviera. And the one commentator, Matt Rose, he's like, "Oh my God, he's got Granny Hulkster's cane." And Brian Thompson says, "Granny, what do you think you're doing? This is a fans bring your own weapons match." And, you know, and Tommy took it, and, you know, he swung it, looked like he broke it. And then he came back and he tucked the handle under Matt's tights, and he pulled up on the cane and gave him such of a wedgie that it made him hop like a bunny rabbit. And the crowd was just going ecstatic. You know, the guys at the back were just dying laughing. I mean, and I've had wrestlers tell me, I had one particular independent wrestler tell me, he says, "You know, it's funny when you get a better pop and you're more recognizable than most professional wrestlers." And he says, "I'm giving you that as a compliment because of what you do and how you do it." And he says, "They all should really take notes." And, you know, those little memory things that pop up on your Facebook thing, well, you know, 2 years, you know, it went, 2 years went by, and it popped up, that, you know, back in November. He says, "Still very true today. You mentioned the name Granny Hulkster in Arkansas and Oklahoma, and most every fan will recognize her more than they will the current professional wrestlers." And I find that very humbling because, you know, I tell people, I'm nobody important. I'm just me. I'm just here to enjoy the show. I just try to make it fun for the other fans, fun for myself, fun for the wrestlers. Because, you know, these wrestlers, I'm not related to any of these guys, but I consider them part of my family.
TWX is our guest here. We've got about the 12 minutes. Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to bring in we'll come back to our announcer buddy here in a second, but we're going to bring on our wrestling guru from TWX. You said your name is Loco the Clown. Is that correct?
That's correct. Well, right now I'm Winston, but, you know, more than one person lives in my head, so it's however you want to refer to it. You know, I'm Winston, but Loco the Clown resides there. But, yes, sir, how you doing tonight?
Good. So we have the clown man himself. We have 12 minutes. We're on 89.1 Ken's FM. So now my question is, when you are you wrestling the kind of wrestling style that you have? Are you a technical wrestler like a Bret Hart? Are you a brawler like a Stone Cold Steve Austin? Or are you a high flyer like Rey Mysterio?
Well, at 43 years old, my high flying days are long gone. I'm not a high flyer. I'm more of a grounded, technical wrestler. I guess if you want to describe it best, if I had to describe my style best, I would say if you mixed Bret Hart, Mick Foley, and if you were to mix Kane all in three, or if you took those three guys and put them into one guy, that's about my wrestling style.
And do you how long have you been with TWX?
I've been with TWX since it began running. All in all, I've been wrestling about a total of 4 years, coming up 4 years this April.
And TWX is obviously your favorite federation, correct?
Yes.
And when you wrestle, do you consider yourself to be a heel, a babyface, an in-betweeny, or are you more of a crowd individual?
I let the crowd decide who I am. El Loco doesn't really seem to care all that much. Me on the other hand, El Loco doesn't care. It's whatever the crowd decides to do for me. You know, if they decide to cheer me as I destroy my opponents, then I'm completely okay with that. But, you know, I'm one of those guys. I'm not about, you know, I'll break a rule if I have to. But, you know, whatever the crowd decides to crown me, that's what I do.
Well, I'll tell you what, this could get very interesting. Granny, we have a guy that could break the rules and sounds like he might be a little heelish. What do you have for our guest, Loco the Clown? Go ahead, Granny.
Well, welcome to the show. We're glad you all can be on with us tonight, you know. And as I said, you know, Granny don't like the heel. So I think I would have a lot of fun if you were being a little heelish that night. I think I would probably have to try to put you in your place if you were doing something, you know, out of the ordinary. But I guess one of my questions to you is, if you had a chance to have any kind of dream match, what would you want it to be, and who would you want your opponent to be?
Well, if I had the opportunity to wrestle, I'm a Memphis wrestling fan through and through. When I started loving this business years ago, it was not necessarily because of the WWE or anything, any one of those promotions. It was because I started out watching this sport at the age of four with my father, Channel 5 Wrestling. And I was always a huge fan of the Gilbert. So if I had any chance to wrestle just one guy, I could retire if I could ever have the opportunity to wrestle Doug Gilbert.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
If I could ever have the opportunity to wrestle Doug Gilbert, I think I could say, okay, I could retire happy, because that was one of my, him and his brother Eddie were one of my idols. Two of my idols in wrestling.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome.
The members of TWX are our guests here on 89.1 Ken's FM. We've got about 8 minutes here. And for some reason, apparently there's a we've had the owner, of course, and we want to thank him, and we've had the commentator. But we're going to bring the owner back on here real quick, and we're also going to bring the commentator back on. And I'm going to ask each one of you guys individually the same question, and then you guys can kind of take it from there. We'll start with our owner of TWX. What, since you've been in inception, what has been your favorite match that you've had on your program?
I just don't know.
You have to help.
Y'all for a few days so we can rest, you know. Probably the title coordination that we had.
I'm on this pod.
And we'll ask the audio commentator, what was the favorite match that you've called in TWX?
By far, I think my favorite match to call so far this year has been our Halloween bash, where we had a Four Corners trick-or-treat Halloween match, where they had four black bags hanging from each turnbuckle, and each black bag had something in it that could be used in the match. And one of the bags had candy, one of the bags had a chain, one of the bags had rubber ducks, and one of the bags had a pie pan or a cookie sheet. And a matter of fact, El Loco was part of that match where he was going up against one of the heel managers that we have in our organization. And that was, as JR would say, one heck of a slobber knocker. I mean, that match right there was insane, crazy, off the chain, and the fans loved it. I enjoyed calling that match. It was a great match. El Loco is as nutty as a Christmas fruitcake, I'm going to tell you.
So now, so with that being said, do you guys have Vince Russo writing for you guys?
No, not really. I tell you what, we've got one of the greatest bookers. I think he'll be on with you later, Justin Case. He's actually our booker, and between him and Todd and Tammy, they write the stories, and we run those lines. But we still give our individual wrestlers an opportunity to be who they are and to be creative in who they are. We're not trying to manufacture robots or cartoon characters. We want them to be who they are, and we just kind of give them reign to take the story that we're trying to develop and let them run with
it.
Well, I know that the boss is listening, and he's on here with us. But one thing I like to ask every independent wrestler, I'll start with the announcer, and then we'll go to Loco the Clown. We have AEW, and we have the WWE, and, of course, Ring of Honor just recently shut their doors. And the WWE's had a lot of layoffs. I'm going to come back to the owner here in a second, but we'll start with the audio commentary first. Let's say that somebody from AEW or the WWE heard you call one of the matches, and they were telling you that, hey, we're going to have a tryout in such and such a day, and we'd like you to come try out for us. Two-part question for both of you guys. One, is that something you'd want to do, to go to AEW, the WWE? And if you do get that big-time opportunity, would you not big-time us and still talk to us? Because I do have you guys' numbers.
Well, absolutely. Everybody wants to make it to the big show, like every football player wants to play in the Super Bowl. I would definitely entertain that thought. If that opportunity came open, I would definitely take the shot. And I know I would have Todd and our owner's blessing. One of the things we do with our whole staff, our whole roster, is we don't forbid them to go and work in other organizations. All we ask of them is when we book them on the date that we've got them booked, for them to stay true to that booking. But on dates that we don't have them booked, if they want to go in other organizations, they have free reign to do that. But to answer your question, Ken, man, I would love that opportunity, and I would take that in a heartbeat, and I know Todd would honor that. I know he would.
And local the Brown, same question?
Well, I mean, like Memphis Mike said, I think anybody in this business, if you don't strive to get to the pinnacle, then why are you here? It's one of those things that if it ever came about, I mean, absolutely. I don't think there's a wrestler alive that would say no to that. But at the same time, I'm incredibly loyal to what the city of Memphis brings to wrestling. I'm incredibly loyal to TWX. A lot of people don't realize that just about anybody who became anybody in this business started right here. The answer would be yes, but at the same time, at my age, I mean, like I said, I'm mid-40s still wrestling, and this is usually the time where a lot of wrestlers are winding their careers down. So, I'm more of a – I'm not too big on being on the road. That would be my only issue with it, but I think, to answer the question shortly, absolutely. I think everybody that's in this business wants to get to that pinnacle.
And, and I'm going to ask Todd this. We got about 2 minutes, and then we'll – if you guys want to stay on hold, or if you guys want to call back when our second guest is done. I know that we got a few other guys calling in, but so anyway, I guess my final question is to Todd real quick. With all the layoffs that's going on in the WWE right now, do you think this is going to help independent wrestling, or is it going to hurt it, or do you think another federation with all these independent wrestlers that have been let go, or all these pro wrestlers have been let go, do you think a new federation might emerge?
I don't think a new one's going to emerge, but I think it's going to help independent wrestling.
And would you try and reach out to any of these wrestlers and let go, or do you have? Would you want them to try and find you, or what would your process be if you were to?
Absolutely, I'll reach out to them.
All right. TWX is our guest here. We have about 60 seconds. Then we'll go to our next guest. And then, you know, Todd, I do appreciate you coming on tonight and being with us. And I want to thank your audio commentary. And we also want to thank Loco the Clown. And we'll definitely have you guys on again individually. So what I want you guys to do, like I say, send me a message on Facebook Messenger, Scott Icon Helmrath, send me a message, and I'll make you guys your collector's cards, and then I'll have you guys on individually as well. Sound good, guys?
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds great. Thank you,
Ken.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, for being on.
Granny,
we love
thank
having
you
all.
Thanks for having us.
All right,
no
thanks,
problem.
Guys.
All right,
have a good night. All right,
bye.
TWX Wrestling. All right. Oh, that was fun. I think that's the most we've ever had from one federation on at one time, next to the LFC championships. But it looks like our next guest is waiting in the wings. We'll be back in about 60 seconds, and we will continue the show, but we'll be back in about 60 seconds.
As a non-commercial radio station, Ken's FM survives in large part by the generosity of listeners like you, who value public radio and have become a member. Your donation continues to allow us to support local artists and musicians and play the music you want to hear, not what advertisers think we should play. It enables us to broadcast feature story news so you can hear the news, not opinions. Public radio doesn't have an agenda. We're not in the business of pushing our point of view. Our mission is simple: reflect your interests, not the interests of some corporation. If you believe that having an independent, non-commercial, public radio station in your community is a good idea, become a member now. Find out how by visiting our website at www.kensfm.com. And remember, independence has a cost, and it's as little as $10 a month.
We definitely do want you to do that, and we do have a little assignment for you. If you go to our Off the Ropes page, you like that, you go to 89.1 Ken's FM's page on Facebook, like that, do a $10 a month donation to Ken's FM to power the tower. We will definitely get you qualified to win an autographed picture of a past guest, a current guest, or a future guest. And I might even include a autographed picture of me, which we know will make you run and make that donation. But stepping out of the green room right now and walking down the aisle, the king of independent magazines, ladies and gentlemen, the Bad Diesel one himself, the owner of Bad Diesel Magazine and a big sponsor of our show, Richard Greiner.
Hey, this is Diesel, a.k.a. Richard Greiner. You're listening to Attitude Live Era Live on 89.1 Ken's FM with your host, the Icon, the Big Swing, and Granny Hulkster.
How are you, Richard, or should we call you Mr. Diesel?
Well, most people know me by Diesel, my biker. That's my old biker handle.
All right, and of course, you know, I don't know if you're familiar, back in the day there was a wrestler, Kevin Nash. His name was Diesel.
I'm not familiar, no.
All right, well,
no,
he's a big 7-foot dude.
I'm the original.
You're the original. All right. We have Diesel's our guest here, and we're on 89.1 Ken's FM, and we have, we have about 28 minutes here. So take us through, we'll kind of talk a little bit about the magazine, and we do also appreciate your sponsorship. One question I do want you to clarify,
sure.
You posted on Facebook today your appearance, and you mentioned you had a picture of our logo, and you had a picture of Big Swing and me, and then there was also a bigger bubble picture of me, and you mentioned a face for radio. You were not talking about me, correct?
What do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean. Why? What did I say?
Well, no, what you had promoted your appearance on the show, and then you mentioned a face for radio, but you weren't talking about me. You're talking about you.
Yeah, well, we're both going to be on it, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, but I had a picture of you. I think that's you. And,
yep. Right.
I don't remember what I said to go with it, other than I was going to be on your show.
Right. It said, listen to Diesel as a guest on this radio podcast, A Face Made for Radio. But you weren't talking about me.
Yeah.
You were talking about you. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, what do they call that? Selfless propaganda?
Selfless plug. Yeah.
Promotion. Yeah. Self-promotion.
Well, you know,
You said I'm the king of independent magazines. Holy cow, nobody ever called me that before.
Well, you know, you are, and you
okay,
know, I'm just having a little fun with that.
Yeah.
And we have Granny Hulkster on my left here, and Big Swing is usually on my right, but he's a bar owner now, so he concentrates mostly on that. But anyway, so tell us, how long have you been doing the magazine?
Well, I've had Bad Diesel magazine since 2010, so we're just about going on to 12 years now, and Unidice magazine from 2016, I believe it is. And Unidice magazine is the adult version of Bad Diesel magazine.
And, you know, when you mention an adult version, obviously it's there is some adult content, and we have to be careful because we're on public airways here. But
right.
With that being said, you know, your magazine is more the adult version. It's kind of what would you compare it to?
The adult version, I would say, well, it's something like a Playboy, but it's just more fun, I think, than a Playboy. We dabble in politics and stupid jokes and anything that would interest a man. But
and,
I'm a little surprised at how well the women like it too, actually.
And you know, you said you've been doing that since the Unidice has been going on for what, since 2016? You said, right?
2016, I think, so, somewhere right around there.
And you started the Bad Diesel in 2010.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
What made you decide to do two different versions? It's obviously to get more viewership. But when you decided to start your magazine, what was your motivation?
Well, the first issue, it was done out of a joke. 2010, I was printing T-shirts at the time. So to sell my T-shirts, I printed a brochure with pictures of, you know, people wearing the T-shirts. Well, it actually looked pretty cool. It was a couple pages stapled together. And somebody come up to me and says, hey, you want to do a porn magazine? I go, yeah, right. That's not going to happen, you know. So, but I had a few people egging me. And so I said, just for the heck of it, I'm going to do an R-rated magazine, like Playboy, that type of thing. So just for the heck of it, I put my wife on the cover. She was always complaining. I never put her in my stuff for advertising my T-shirts. I said, okay, I'll fix you. I put her on the cover of the first issue of the magazine. And some gal just said, hey, I'll do a little centerfold type thing. I said, oh, okay. So I put it out just for a joke, you know. And I only made like 24 copies. That's it. And the ones I handed out, the guys just went crazy over. It was a dumb little joke. Well, before anybody even stopped laughing, another gal come up to me and says, hey, I want to be in your magazine. I go, well, try to explain to her it was just a joke. Well, she talked me into it. I says, okay, I'll do another issue. Well, the second issue I did maybe 15. I only printed like 15. but people started hearing about it, and it ended up on the sheriff's desk, and it just got crazy. And so then next thing I know, I got women saying, hey, I want to be in your magazine. Are you kidding me?
You know, and well, you know, it's interesting.
It went from there.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I mean, for those of you who don't know the history of Hugh Hefner's magazine, and we have to not mention those, but Hugh Hefner's magazine, he actually did not put a month and year on his first issue because he didn't think it was going to go anywhere. And
I didn't think so either.
And and let's see, I'm trying to think. Why is
Marilyn
his name
Monroe
blanking?
Was on the, yeah, Marilyn Monroe was on the cover, and she was the, I guess, their first centerfold or calendar girl or whatever she was.
Right, and it's actually kind of interesting. I mean, that, of course, everybody knows that that's the most expensive copy. The most valued copy of Hugh Hefner's magazine ever. And, of course, you know, I wish I had it. I don't have it, but I wish I did. And, of course, you know, there's Larry Flint's magazine. Now, he actually started his out as a newsletter, kind of like you, and he put it out to boost patrons to his clubs. And the interesting thing about that is he had no intention of making it a magazine, and people came up and asked him, hey, you know, I found your newsletter. How do I subscribe? And of course, he said, well, it's not per subscription, but it's just a newsletter. And then he put out the second issue, and apparently, I think he said 95% of the copies came back, and he was almost bankrupt. And then he put a certain first lady in the magazine, and then he became a millionaire overnight. So is that's basically what you eventually want to happen, right?
Well, hey, if that's where it goes, you know, I'm 68 years old. You know, I don't know how far I'm going to take it, but, you know, for 12 years now, I keep saying I'm going to shut it down. But the fan base just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and I'm still going, you know.
Diesel's our guest here. We got about 19 minutes. I don't know if Granny will have any questions, but Granny, you have any questions for our guest Diesel? We have 19 minutes. Go ahead.
No, I'm good, Icon. You're handling this interview pretty well. I mean, you've already asked a lot of things that I was going to ask, so you're good. So go ahead.
Hey, I'm always looking for new models.
I don't think I'm pretty enough to be in your magazine.
I'll tell you what. You're not going to believe this, but I've got a special lady on the front cover. I got two special ladies in this February issue, but the lady on the front cover is 70. She'll be 71 in April, and she's gorgeous. I mean, she's drop-dead gorgeous for 70 years old. I never would have believed it. But she makes the front cover.
And I've never said this, but you know, Granny, you know you're beautiful. That's why all the heel wrestlers get in your face because they want to see how beautiful you are. Okay, I get silence. Sure. I get crickets
on
that.
Yeah, I don't think so. But you know, I mean, I'm not. You know, I am what I am. You know, but I'm not the most prettiest thing in the. I mean, there's a lot of other women out there that's a lot prettier than Granny is. So.
Well,
and,
there's always somebody out there better, no matter who you are.
And Diesel, you know, I'm actually proud to say that I've actually helped you get a couple cover models. Correct.
Yes. In fact, there's been a few. Can I mention their names?
Yes, you can.
Well, there's Chrissy Krueger. She was Sephira in one of my issues. She's a vampire, professional vampire. And she's been a big hit. I'm trying to think here. There was, right now we got Ariel, oh, can't think of her name. She's brand new. She just came on. She's, let me look this up here. Ariel Star. She's beautiful. She's a big contender to win the contest, if that's what you want to call it, for the calendars.
Right. And I think I also got you Tatiana, didn't I?
Who?
Tatiana.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm supposed to be on her one of her shows coming up, too. We're not sure. It's going to be after Christmas. Tatiana is, she's, her and I have been going back and forth, you know, on Messenger. And it's going pretty well.
So I'm hoping that with all the models I get you, that that'll help me keep you'll keep advertising the show for me, you know, and
sure
that means that means you cannot retire.
But, I know, but my wife won't let me retire, you know. I've been talking about retiring for 3 or 4 years now. She says, "No, you're not. You're not going to hang around the house and drive me crazy." You know.
Well, you know that that was the quick little story about this. I mean,
I'm not letting you
hang
around the house.
Well, Diesel, this is your time, but I'm going to do a quick little story about that. When my father retired in 2000, you know, my mom still had, I think, 5 years left to work, and we had a retirement party for my dad, and I asked my mom, I said, and other people asked my mom and gave her advice, you know, now that your husband's retiring, he's the one that's going to be doing all the cooking and cleaning and the dishes and this and that.
Oh, that's
and my
not
mom's like, that's exactly what my mom said.
No.
But I will say this. I love my dad. You know, like I said, it's your time, Diesel, but I love my father. He served his country during the Vietnam era and during the Persian Gulf War, and he is my best friend in the whole world, next to you, of course.
Yeah.
And
of course.
And you know, my father just had his double knee surgery, he's coming back for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, we got Diesel as our guest here. We got 14 minutes. So now, when you find these gals. You mentioned that after you did your first issue, a lot of gals came up to you. Was it like tell a you know, you have a girl, then they like tell one of their friends and they call you, or do you say, hey, do you have anybody else that you might know?
That happens. That's happened. It happens to this day. But I'm pretty well known on Facebook. I'm in a number of groups, and I'm in a number of self-esteem groups, women's self-esteem, and that's one of the things I've been praised for. And the group owners, they just like the heck out of me because we're basically in the same business. As it turns out, you know, I kept getting kudos for, you know, women were calling me and said, being in your magazine was the greatest self-esteem they ever had in their life. And I go, really? You know, at first, it was a joke. It was supposed to be a joke magazine. And, you know, of course, there's comedy in it, but and it just grew. It just, my fan base just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. To my surprise,
I'll tell you what,
we need to
take a quick little time out, do some legal stuff, and we'll be back here after this,
sure.
After these messages.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to 89.1 Ken's FM. We are listener-supported radio, so the programming you hear on our station is funded by our members and these local and area businesses.
The Joe Irby Law Firm is a proud sponsor of 89.1 Ken's FM. We're located at 403 Center Avenue, Suite 409 in Moorhead, Minnesota. We focus on business startups, business litigation, criminal defense, family matters, and contract writing and review. More information is available by calling 1-866-933-4544 or on the website at joeirbylaw.com. That's joeirbylaw.com. The Joe Irby Law Firm, where we take sides, yours.
You're listening to 89.1 Ken's FM, KNNZ, Holly, Fargo, Moorhead. Independent public radio for Fargo, Moorhead, and the Valley. Also on the web at www.kensfm.com.
We have Diesel's our guest here, and we're back here on 89.1 Ken's FM. And so with the, you know, you mentioned that the, your magazine started out as kind of like a joke, a satire, and it kind of grew.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you ever think at the time that it would go as far as it has? I mean, you haven't peaked yet, obviously, because you're still going at it. But what is your ultimate goal with BDM magazine, Bad Diesel magazine?
You know, I don't have an ultimate goal, actually. It just keeps going. It just keeps rolling. I don't know where it's going. Like I said a few minutes ago, I said for 12 years I've been talking about shutting it down, and I just can't do it. I guess I got my OCD going, and I just enjoy the business. Like I meet some great people. You know, every now and then I get to meet somebody famous, even or get somebody famous in my magazine, and it just keeps going. You know, I have no idea when it's going to end. I really don't.
So would you have to say that so far the most famous people that you met are the Icon and Granny Hulkster?
Absolutely. Right behind some others.
All right.
You're at the top of my list behind some others.
Well, let me ask you this. Of all the celebrities you met, who is your favorite, and who would you rank as your favorite, and who would you say was the, like, your most unexpected one that you met?
That's such an easy answer to that. I'd have to say Sam Elliott.
I love Sam Elliott. He has always been one of my favorite actors.
You can believe that, you know. I got totally by surprise. We were in the same motorcycle club at the time, and I stuck out like a sore thumb. I had to be the nerdiest outlaw biker there ever was. I should say 1%er. I was the nerdiest 1%er that ever was, and he just picked me out of the crowd, you know, and we just got to talking, and he was a real cool guy. He really was. And he's in real life. He's a tough guy in real life.
Sam Elliott is just absolutely amazing. I love his movies. I love to watch him as an actor. I mean, he's just absolutely amazing. Whether it's a Western or whatever, I mean, I don't care. If it's a Sam Elliott movie, I'm going to watch it, even if I've seen it a bunch of times before. I'm going to watch it again because he is like one of my – I mean, I loved it when him and Tom Selleck did the Sackett movies together. You know, they were the brothers, and they did the Sackett movies together. And, oh, man, I tell you, I love those movies.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's as impressive as he is on TV, in real life, he's the same thing. Such an easy guy to talk to. At least that's how it was to me.
I'm going to maybe take a wild guess. What do you think my favorite Sam Elliott role is?
Oh, jeez. I have no idea. The only thing I could think of is in the movie. I can't remember the name of the movie now. See, I got a blank.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I just went blank.
He played a bouncer.
Ask me too tough a question.
Huh?
Roadhouse.
He played a bouncer in the movie. Roadhouse. Right, exactly.
Oh, yes.
I love his character. Yep. I love his character as Wade Garrett, okay? My favorite role of his is goes like this. Wade Garrett, I loved him in Mask with him and Cher. And my other favorite one of his was Prancer, the Christmas movie. But, you know, the interesting thing about Sam Elliott is on our show, like about a year ago now. You familiar with who Julie Michaels is?
Julie Michaels? No, I don't. I'm not familiar.
Okay, in the movie, she was the one that did the – she was Ben Gazzari's girlfriend. She's the one that did a little dance thing for Patrick Swayze in the bar before they tore it up.
I don't recall, no. But I like Catherine Ross, though, his wife.
Oh, yeah.
I never Yeah.
She's a great actress, too.
She was in Butch Cassidy, I think. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I think that's the movie. That sound right?
Yep, correct. Correct. Anyway, real quick here, I don't want to get off topic, but Julie Michaels, anyway, she was the she was in the movie, and she did the little dance where she removed some clothing in the film, and she was a guest on our show a year ago, and she told us so many stories about hanging out with Sam Elliott and Patrick Swayze, and, you know, she's been in two Patrick Swayze movies. She's been in Roadhouse, and she was also in Point Break with Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves. And, you know, in the movie Point Break, if you've ever seen it, she's the one that smashes Keanu Reeves' head into the mirror when they're doing the raid at the at the one place.
I haven't seen the movie. Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Well, I'll tell you what, Diesel, that's your assignment. Before next time you come on the show, watch.
Okay. I'm going to write this down. What's the name of it?
Point Break with Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze and Gary Busey.
Point Break. Point Break. Okay, I've heard of the movie. I've heard of it, but I've
not the remake, but the original.
Okay, I'll write down original here. Okay.
Diesel's our guest here. We have about 5 minutes, so we can do this. If our fans wanted to check you out and get a copy of the magazine, we can't talk about prices here, but where can they find it? You got a Facebook, an Instagram, a YouTube, a Twitter, a Twitch, a TikTok? What do you got?
Well, I don't advertise it other than on eBay. It's called Unidice Magazine on eBay.
Okay, and
Or Bad Diesel Inc., one word, on eBay.
And so you just do eBay. You don't have a website or anything like that?
No, I don't bother with it. I've had a website before, and it just wasn't worth the trouble. It wasn't worth the expense. It didn't do me any good at all. Maybe I just wasn't good enough yet. I don't know.
One other thing that we're trying to do is hopefully next summer we can get you out here, and we'll talk about that later on, because we are going to have you back on again to promote the event that I want to throw for, you know, for the fans of Diesel Magazine here. And I hate to admit this, Diesel, but when you first put me in the magazine, it was the November issue, and Chrissy Krueger was the cover girl. You would not believe how many people I showed your magazine to with my picture on it.
Well, you got your picture now. From now on, I got that little thumbnail picture on your ad now. So that's going to be a permanent thing.
And you can ask Granny.
That on there one day.
Granny, you can answer this. I don't have an ego, do I?
Well, that depends on what day of the week it is, Icon. You know, Icon, for the most part, you're a pretty good guy. I do have to admit that. I mean, you are a pretty good guy. You know, you like to put yourself out there, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. So,
you know,
okay.
And Diesel, you mentioned that you have some jokes in your magazine. Here, I'm going to give you one of my best ones. Did you hear about the guy that was standing by the river during the flood? He was waving his toothbrush. They asked him what he's doing. He said, "I'm waiting for the crest."
Oh my.
Okay. Would that be with the extra whitener? Yeah. Tooth decay.
Or another good sponsor of our show, WoodSpring Sweets. That's where I'm going to have you stay when we get you out here, and we're going to hear from them in our next.
Anyways?
I'm shooting for August next year, in 2022.
Okay, a meet and greet or something like that.
Yeah, right. And we I can't give all the details right now, but I will. The goal is to get you out here, and I have a couple of people that are going to be trying to get out here as well, and we'll talk about that later on as we come out. But WoodSpring Suites, where I'm going to say they're another sponsor of our show. And the thing about WoodSpring Suites, when you stay there, the towels are so big and fluffy you can hardly shut your suitcase.
You can hardly what?
You can hardly shove your suitcase because the towels are so big and fluffy.
Oh, yeah, when you're walking out, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, I don't either. That's it's a joke, guys. I don't steal from the hotel.
Yeah. Okay.
Diesel's our guest here. We got about 60 seconds here. And real quick, Diesel, if any listeners that might want to be in the magazine as a model or a cover girl, whatever, how would they do that? How would they get a hold of you?
I'm easy to get a hold of. You could get onto the Bad Diesel Fan Club and join. That's what I've been working with a lot lately. Or you could go to Richard J. Grenier Facebook. But I'm low at capacity on that. But your best bet would be to go to Bad Diesel Fan Club. And
all right.
I take everybody, you know.
And we mentioned at the beginning of the interview that if you go to our Facebook page, Author Rope, if you like that, you go to 89.1 Ken's FM, like that page, do a $10 donation. We'll get you a autographed copy of a current guest, a past guest, or a future guest. I know that Diesel sends me a copy of each magazine every month, and I do appreciate that. Let me ask you this. Would you be willing to send an autographed copy with your autograph on it? That we can use
sure.
as a giveaway?
Sure.
Awesome.
Nobody asked for my autograph. It's all the girls that they ask, the models.
Well, we're definitely going to have you. I'll tell you what.
They don't care about me.
We're going to have fun
I'll
with
send
this.
You, one,
send,
sure.
you send me a copy that you autographed, and I will autograph my picture. I'll send it to Big Swing and have him autograph that, and we'll do it as a giveaway. And like I say, you have
okay.
my address. So every month you send me a copy of the magazine that have my ads in, and I brag to everybody, and I help get your subscription up, which is my goal. But, you know, I'll
famous.
Tell you what, I'm working on it. There's a term in wrestling. It's called either put yourself over, which I do every week, get yourself over, which is what I'm trying to do, put somebody else over, which I do all the time, just ask some of the gals that have been in your magazine, or get somebody else over, which I've done many times. But
well, actually, you've
I'll
had some of my girls on, I think.
Yeah,
I think
as a matter of fact. Yeah, as
a
matter of fact, we've had Jenny Ani. She's part of the Five Timers Club. Christy Krueger is part of the Five Timers
yeah.
Club,
yeah.
And Deb Gardner. She's part of the Ten Timers Club. So, it's awesome. But I'll tell you what, we do appreciate you joining us tonight, and we're going to have you back on again, and I'll contact you this week.
Sounds
so we'll
good.
Go over some other good stuff, and I do appreciate everything you do, man. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I'll
have a great evening.
Season. God bless, and have a nice night.
And have a good holiday, sir.
Can I say that? Can I say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, of course you can. You sure can.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. You know,
all right.
You don't even know what we can say anymore. What's allowed.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a good night. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Night. Bye.
All right. There's Diesel, ladies and gentlemen. Granny, you of course, your picture has not been in the magazine yet, but you know that collector's card I made with you standing in front of the casino slot machine and
mm-hmm.
me and Big Swing when we were at our 400-pound peak, because he and I have not gotten together since that picture, and the three of us have not gotten together, but hopefully in August next year we can get you guys to come out here, and we'll have an Attitude Era Live show here in Fargo. So that's our hope.
That's our hope, yes.
And there's one little before 5867, we'll go to you here in a second after our commercial. And I just want to say this, Granny, there is one little guy that is looking forward to seeing you. And he's been waiting for a whole year to see you.
He's
and,
waiting
I,
patiently to see me.
And I don't think we can
Granny
break Homer's
you.
Heart anymore. There you go.
Homer, Granny, Granny loves you, Homer.
All right. I see our next guest is are waiting in the wings, so we're going to take a quick little time out. And we will be back after these messages from our sponsors. The new WoodSpring Suites of Fargo. located at 1090 35th Street North at the I-29 and 12th Avenue North interchange. It's an extended stay, pet-friendly hotel with kitchenettes in every room, including a stovetop, full-size fridge, and microwave, plus a big 40-inch flat-screen TV with free Wi-Fi. You can book a room at 701-582-1600 or online at www.woodspring.com. Woodspring Suites of Fargo, rated 4.2 by TrustScore. And I can fully recommend Woodspring Suites of Fargo. And you might have recognized the voice on that little promo, and that was me. And if you're looking for a great stay when you're here in Fargo, any time of the year, Woodspring Suites of Fargo is the best place to stay. And they're a great sponsor of 89.1 Ken's FM. And I'll tell you what, if you stay at Woodspring Suites on a Friday night or Saturday night, Thursday night or Friday night, you might even see the icon make an appearance there. So come check us out. Anyway, we have our next guest waiting in the wings, and we have more TWX wrestlers, I do believe, because of the same area code. And I know that I guess a couple of TWX wrestlers were upset because I did not book them on the show. Now, gentlemen, 5867 and 4194, we want to make sure we keep PG language here, of course, because this is public radio. But 5867, if you want to introduce yourself first.
Hey, this is to the Attitude Era, live on 89.1 Ken's FM with your host, the Icon, the Big Swing, and Granny Huckster.
And 494, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hey, this is MJ Davis. You're listening to the Attitude Era live on 89.1 Ken's FM with the Icon, the Big Swing, and Granny Holster.
All right, we have Justin Case and MJ Davis here with us, and we're on 89.1 Ken's FM, and we have about 35 minutes here with the boys. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask each one of you guys a question, and then you guys can each answer it, and we'll go from there. And then we'll bring Granny on, and she'll ask her question, and we'll come back to me and ask the tougher questions. But we'll start with Justin Case. How long have you been in the business?
Well, since I was about 16 years old and 48, something, about 32 years I've been in the wrestling business. I took about 10 years off just due to the wrestling business got stupid for a while. About 30-some years.
And MJ Davis, how long have you been in the business?
I've been in the wrestling business for about 2.5 to 3 years.
So we have a veteran, and well, I guess 3 years isn't really a rookie, but so we have the young lion and the middle-aged lion with us from GWX. So Justin, what is your wrestling style? Are you more of a high flyer like a Rey Mysterio? Are you a brawler like Stone Cold Steve Austin? Or are you a technical wrestler like Bret Hart?
No, I'm a manager. So that's my deal. I'm the Jimmy Hart of TWX. I don't just work TWX. There's Thursday through Sundays pretty much booked.
Okay, so you manage MJ Davis, is that right?
I do at some of the shows. At TWX. That's coming. That's something we're going to shoot here soon.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do then, Justin. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and then I'm going to ask MJ different questions because we've got a manager and a wrestler. And then Granny will bring you on and ask you, have you ask him. We're on 89.1 Ken's FM. We got about 32 minutes here left before we got to sign off before the Christmas break. So now, as a manager, you mentioned that you're the Jimmy Hart of the Federation. So do you like to interject yourself in the match? Do you like to take cheap shots? Are you a heel manager, or are you a babyface manager, an in-betweeny manager, or a crowd manager?
I hate babyface managers. I hate it. There's been a few times that just to the angles that we needed a babyface manager, and we turned babyface, but that's the hardest job in wrestling is a babyface manager. I hate it. It's horrible. I just about refuse to do it, but I don't ever cheat. My guys don't need help.
All right. Well, when Granny comes on, this is going to get really interesting, I have a feeling. MJ Davis, your wrestling style, are you a high flyer, a technical wrestler, or a brawler?
I'd like to describe it as a brawler. I don't believe in the little guys jumping around all the time. It's time to beat somebody down to the canvas.
And are you a babyface, a heel, an in-between, or a crowd guy?
I hate babyfaces.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, I'll tell you what.
This is going to be fun, boy.
Yeah, this is going to be very fun. Hey, guys, I got Granny Hulkster here on my left. I'm going to bring her on, and she's going to ask you guys a few questions. I got to step away here for just a little bit. Granny, go ahead. What do you got for our guests? They seem to both be heels. Go ahead.
Well, obviously, I mean, they don't like the baby faces, that's for sure. Well, because Granny don't like the heels, and I can talk some pretty good smack to people like you all.
Come on, Granny, let's hear it. What you got?
What you got for us?
Well, I'd like to ask you all a question first, if I may, you know. MJ Davis, this question is for you. If you had any kind of dream match, what kind of match would you want it to be, and who would you want your opponent to be?
I've been in the business for these 3 years, and to get into the business, I think the match that I honestly have always, the match that I automatically is going to be, I want to be a steel cage match, and I'd like to go up against somebody I've always looked up to. I'd like to honestly take one-on-one with Bobby Lashley inside, two Rams hitting each other, just a mean fight to go down.
Wow, that's amazing. And you, sir, who would you like to manage if you had any kind of person you could manage? Any kind of dream match, who would you like to manage?
Oh, by far, it would have been Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert is, in my eyes, the best of all times. There's no doubt in my mind that guy, he left us way too early, and he had the mind for wrestling. And by far, my dream would be to work with Eddie Gilbert. Yep.
Well, just let me share a little history about Granny. I'm not your average wrestling fan. I mean, I've been a wrestling fan for a long time, and I've had promoters actually thank me for being at their show. We had a company that ran in Arkansas where I live for a while called Traditional Championship Wrestling. They quit running in 2013, and they did a lot of TV tapings, and they still show their old reruns down in the Little Rock area on television down there. So right. I still, to this day, I still have people come up and ask me, hey, aren't you that lady from TCW? Aren't you Granny, you know? Because they would always have me and my family on the front row, right in the center. They had always had me in the center seat facing the camera because they knew that I would always interact with these wrestlers, good or bad. And I've had a lot of amazing memories that I've been able to be a part of over the years. That's made it a lot of fun for me as a fan. But I'm not afraid to get in anybody's face. They get in my face and they tell me to sit down and shut up before I break a hip, or don't you have a curfew at the nursing home? And I'll just jump right back in their face. And I was at an independent show one night, and this guy, his name was Josh LaRue, and he called himself the VIP. And, you know, he was running his mouth and everything. Well, it was intermission. Well, the ring announcer guy brought me the microphone, and he was standing up in this little balcony area with his buddies, you know, and I said, hey, Josh LaRue, you know, I said, I always thought, you know, VIP, you know, which you think that's what it stands for, very important person. And that's what you think you are. But in all reality, my friend, let me tell you what it really means. In your case, it stands for very ignorant punk. And boy, did he, oh, I thought he was going to jump off that balcony.
That was Matt Riviera.
He started jumping up and down and throwing a little temper tantrum, you know, and he, him and his buddies came down, you know, by the ring, and they're like, you crazy old lady, what do you think? You're... you know, they were in my face, and, man, everybody started the granny chant, you know, because my original shirt says, what you going to do when Granny Hulkster goes crazy on you? That's what my original granny shirt says.
I remember seeing those shows. That was that Matt Riviera shows?
Yes.
I know those shows. Greg Anthony and Alan Steele.
Oh, yes. All that Alan Steele and Greg Anthony. Matter of fact, I would call Greg Anthony Golden Girl at TCW.
I remember those shows. I remember those shows very well. Who else? Yeah, no doubt. And I probably
because
saw you on there.
We had Chris Masters come one time, and Greg Anthony came out and was running his mouth, you know, and I started the Golden Girl chant, and Chris, you know, like, he's standing there, and he says, man, he says, I don't know if you know this or not, but they're calling you Golden Girl. And I would have posters made, decorated, I mean, you know, you name it.
Right.
I always had so much fun. And Tommy Dreamer, the very last TCW show, because I had not had my first knee replacement yet in 2013. I didn't have it till 2014. He grabbed my fold-up cane out of my hand and used my cane on Matt Riviera during the last eight-man elimination tag team match that they did. And they're like, oh, my God, he's got Granny Hulkster's cane.
It's always good to have fans like that. That, you know, it makes it easier. I just had a lady, we was in, MJ, where was we at? Middleton, Tennessee for MIW. Yeah, and I'm got my back to her, and all of a sudden she starts waylaying me with a cane. And she's like 80 years old, and she's nailing me with a cane from behind. And what do you do? Do you hit her, or you just don't fail her?
Well,
what do you do?
Now, I've never hit a wrestler myself with my cane. I've never done that. But
she did.
I had a tug of war with my cane one night with Angel Medina at an independent wrestling show that used to wrestle for ECW. He was picking on this sweet little lady in the crowd, and I said, Angel, why don't you pick on somebody your own size? Why don't you come pick on Granny? And we did this little tug-of-war thing with my cane, you know, but I've never hit a wrestler myself with my cane. Now, I've had other wrestlers take my cane, like Tommy did, and, you know, he tucked the handle under Matt's tights and pulled it up and gave him a wedgie and made him hop like a bunny rabbit.
Right. So we went out this week, and I took the cops and said I was going to press charges against her.
I am not afraid to stand up and get in. I think I would have. I need to get you guys to Arkansas at a wrestling show that I kind of help. That I kind of am a part. I mean. I helped set up the chairs, and I helped the promoter, you know, share the information about the show and everything. I need to get you guys to Arkansas.
Who show is it? What show is it?
It's called Down South Championship Wrestling. It's in Mulberry, Arkansas, and the promoter is Dwayne Huckabee. I mean, I know Dwayne's not on Facebook, but we have a DCW Down South Championship Wrestling page. You know, that I could get you, his information and, you know, cause we had a guy from, it was, I'm sorry, it was Jake Lawless, Burt Prentice's nephew.
Jake.
We had Jake Lawless on our show a few weeks ago, and he was actually at, him and his tag team partner were actually at our last DCW show that we did, so.
Oh, yeah, Jake's my, I know Jake. Yeah, Jake's a good guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I had fun messing with him and his partner. I was sharing information about the show, I said, oh, it looks like DCW's got a rat problem. Jake came back and he says, lady, he says, we're like the Rat Pack, R-A-T-T, like, you know, the Frank Sinatra group. I said, oh, what? I said, you're going to sing for us instead of wrestle? I mean, I was messing with him so much. I mean, you know, I was messing with him. And his manager, oh, my God, I got in his manager's face I don't know how many times that night. I said, who do you think you are? You know, and he says, you know, he's, why don't you sit down and shut up, you crazy old lady? I said, well, if you think you're man enough to do that, why don't you try? You know, I mean, I was going back and forth with him all night long, so.
Oh, lucky P. I know Lucky. Yep.
I know Lucky there.
Yep. But we got TWX. The TWX is, we're fixing to kick off here in Memphis area. They got some big things coming. I don't know if Todd mentioned anything earlier, because I'm glad you had them on first, because there was no way they could follow us. Those three people are goofballs.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We have TWX wrestlers with us, and we have about 20 minutes here. Now, you guys mentioned that, the owner mentioned that you guys got a show coming up. Are you guys going to be on the said show?
Yeah. I think it's January 15th. I actually booked that show, so we'll be there. We'll definitely be there. I think the main event's going to be Big Ace versus Don Montana for the TWX heavyweight title. This is Don Montana's last chance. He's had about 5 or 6 chances and couldn't get the job done, but Ace said, look, one more time, that's it. We're going to do it.
Have you guys yourselves held any titles in the Federation?
Not me, but MJ, I don't know. I don't know if he's held titles in TWX or not, because TWX is kind of like getting off the ground. They've got partnership with, I don't know if y'all have Golden Corral. They got a partnership with Golden Corral. They've been having shows there outside on Saturdays at Golden Corral, maybe once a month.
Fargo. Fargo used to have that restaurant here. Unfortunately, it closed. So now if I want to go eat at that said restaurant, I have to drive 4.5 hours into the state of Minnesota to the Twin Cities, for our fans that are listening, to eat at that restaurant.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. But they have a partnership there, so they got it. But then Todd did his work, and I'm not going to lie. I thought when I got the phone call from Todd and Memphis Mike, I thought, man, this is not going to work, because they're not going to do – I hate to do anything. You know, I don't like to do anything halfway. You know, if I'm going to do it, it's going to be 100% my focus, and I'm going to knock it out the park. Now, I'm not saying it's going to succeed better than anybody else, but – I'm going to give it 100%, and my thinking was, well, let's hope Todd and them hold up to the end of their bargain, you know, and go get this building, and they did it, you know, so now I got to do my part, you know.
MJ, I'm going to ask you this question, and I put this to all independent wrestlers, and I'll put it to you as a two-part question, and then Justin, I'll ask you the same thing. You know, there's AEW. And there's WWE. And, of course, we don't have Ring of Honor anymore because they shut their doors and never to be opened up again. Well, I guess you never say never in this business. But let's say that AEW or WWE saw you at an event, one of their officials, and they say, hey, you know, we're going to have a tryout on such and such a day, and we want you to come try out. Two-part question. One, is that something you'd want to do? And if you do get that opportunity to sign that million-dollar contract, would you not big-time us and still talk to us?
One, I would take the opportunity because at the age of 23, I'm still young, and that's like the goal when I first started to go. So, of course, I'd take that. But I always remember where I came from, being like, you guys on the first podcast I've been on. I'd definitely also take a call back.
And, Justin, I'll ask you the same thing. I know you mentioned that, you know, you're an old buck, but how about you? What is your thought on that?
You know, probably not. I mean, maybe I don't really, maybe something in the office role or something, maybe scouts or something, something like that. I may think about it, but I have a very good job. I've been in my job for about 26 years and it's hard to leave a job after that. You know, that's been really good. So it would be something, it would have to be something interesting, you know, in the office or, you know, scouts or something, but I wouldn't do it. Back in the day, you know, there was a few times we went up and talked, when I was younger. I don't know if you know, you probably know Jeff Jarrett for sure.
J-E-double-F-J-A-double-R-E-double-T-double-J, Jeff Jarrett.
That's all right.
The human, if they had, I didn't interrupt you, but if they had DVR back then, he would be known as Mr. Fast Forward Me back in the day.
Jeff Jarrett, he would have, but honestly, he's got one of the smartest minds in wrestling, believe it or not. I mean, he does. You know, his dad was, I consider his dad the best booker, promoter ever. I mean, look, I mean, Vince didn't put him out of business. Whenever Vince took over, he didn't really put Jarrett out of business. He helped Jerry, you know, sending guys down here to the Memphis area. I lived in Nashville at the time and still got to Memphis wrestling, but he was helping him. He didn't really put him out of business until he decided to sell to Jerry. Then Jerry sold it to that idiot that lost his mind and did all kind of stuff with the TV stuff. But back then, there was times where I did have talks with WWF back then. My friend Tony Falk was training guys, and I got some checks just going to help him train those guys, more or less taking the bump for them. That's what we was doing. But out there at that barn and at Jerry Jarrett's mansion, they had a ring in a barn, and it was 100 degrees out there, and they was training those guys. They was paying them well. I mean, they sent – I don't know if you heard of a guy named Colin Scott. He's the only rugby player to ever be drafted by the NFL, and they hired him to come. They was going to make him a star. He was a big old guy. He was Australian, and they was going to make him a star, but he just didn't turn out, you know. They sent him to Memphis to be trained by guys. He just didn't turn out.
TWX is our guest here. We have two of the we have the top wrestlers in the promotion. We have the top manager in the promotion, Justin Case. We have the top wrestler, MJ Davis. You guys would not disagree with that, would you?
Definitely not.
That one did.
Definitely not.
Well, let me ask you this, Justin. You obviously manage more than MJ Davis. How many guys do you manage?
Oh, my God. It just different promotions use different guys. I mean, I still manage MJ Davis at MIW in Middleton, Tennessee. I have Dustin Anthony there. Then we go to TIWF. It's probably the top-drawing independent show in the Memphis area, you know, in Tennessee, to be honest. Every week there's 175, 200, some weeks 300 in that building at TIWF. They've been going 14 years. Managed guys there. Then, you know, just everywhere. I was in Dixon, Tennessee last week. You know who Derek King is? I'm sure Granny does.
I know who
he is. I've heard that name before.
Yep. Derek King is was Memphis Wrestling here for a while. He's still here. And other shows here. Dustin Starr has a TV show here in Memphis. So we've got to – that's what we have to compete with. Well, we have to compete with them. We can't compete with them off the bat. We don't want to compete with them. We want – I love Dustin Starr, all of those guys over there, but we can't compete with them. They have TV. They're bringing in guys. They just – this Sunday, they take TV on Sunday for their show at Arizona here, at Arizona Channel 30 here in the Memphis area. And they just had Thunder Rosa and Jordan Grace from Impact Wrestling was here this past Sunday for their TV. They bring guys in for their TV show they take. And Dustin's doing a very good job here bringing TV back to the Memphis area. A lot of people said it couldn't be done, but he worked hard and he's got it going on over there at Channel 30. You know, I want to.
Now I didn't interrupt you, but you said you've been with TWX and in the business for 3 years, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me ask you this. He had mentioned that you can see the we have the TWX Stronghold, as you'd call them here on 89.1 Ken's FM. We have about 10 minutes left with the boys. We're talking to our good friends here, and they are, of course, Justin Case and MJ Davis. Now, MJ, is there a match that's on YouTube that you're most particularly proud of that you like our fans to gravitate towards?
There's a good few that I've had this year. I don't think I have a from TWX on YouTube right now that like I haven't got to upload, and I have a good few I have to. But a couple of them, as he was talking about TIWF earlier, if you want to see me beating out somebody to a T, watch MJ Davis versus Houston. I mean, that right there is just a...
Yes.
It's a very good one. Or recently, I did a match in Selmer last weekend. You can come go watch MJ Davis and Brad Bad versus the Party Up Boys. That right there, those are like two matches. I was like, if you really want to see what kind of beating I hand out to people, those are two matches you should go see.
All right, so we can do this and get this in. We'll do Justin first and then MJ second. Just in case if our fans want to check you out and see you, do you got a Facebook, an Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, a Twitch, a TikTok? What do you got?
Well, I do have a Facebook, but it's under my shoot name, Scotty Mangrum. And the reason that be, as we was in Missouri and I cut a promo on the mayor of the town we was going to, and somebody reported it, and they made me change the name on Facebook and wouldn't let me change it back. So it's under Scotty Mangrum, but it's just in case there. I have Twitter, but I don't really go on there. You can, I think it's justincase_1973 WM for wrestling manager. I really don't post on there a lot. Facebook is what I'm on most of the time, but just go to Scotty
Mangrum.
All right,
Mangrum. And So they can find it. Spell it out for us, would you?
It's Scotty, last name Mangrum, Mangrum.
Okay.
On Facebook. Yeah, we post.
All right, you and I. Did you know you and I have 46 mutual friends?
There's no telling.
All right, and then. MJ Davis, how about you? You got a Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, or TikTok? What do you got?
My original Facebook account is under my shoot name as well because I've had it before I got into the business. But I do have an actual fan page I post all the matches on. It's just under MJ Davis. I have an Instagram at TheMJDavis24.
All right.
I want to say I think I have a Twitter. I just hardly use it, like, because I don't really be on Twitter like that. But if they want to reach into that, they can reach me at at my all right. 40.
All right, and then here's what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to give you guys an assignment. Here's what I want you to do. I want all you right. guys. I'm going to send you guys a message from Facebook. Well, no, that's fine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you guys a message on Facebook Messenger, and I want you guys to send me each two pictures. And I'm going to make you guys a every guest that's on the show gets a collector's card, and I will make you guys each one that you guys can post or brag about or, I don't know, have your kids throw darts at it. I don't care. But whatever it is, I'm going to guys make you one, and then you guys can so you can do that. All right?
I'll do it. Yes, sir.
I got you.
I'll do it.
Awesome.
We'll do that.
And I was going to ask you guys, are you guys familiar with El Loco the Clown?
I do know. I'm beating up that stinking clown. Like, every time I run into him, I beat up the clown.
Yeah, he's...
Well, here, I just remembered something, guys. I just remembered something. Now, do you know if you guys have any matches coming up with him, possibly, or that you guys can set up?
Oh, we can make that happen.
I can make
that happen.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Here's
okay.
what I want you to do. I had El Loco the Clown. I made a nice little collector's card for him, everything. I had him booked on the show. And he canceled on me 25 minutes before he was supposed to go on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, hey, God.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I'm not sour anymore because he was on tonight. But just so you guys know, if you guys have a match with him, I want you to let you guys know, let me know when it is. And I will tune into YouTube, and I'll be cheering you guys on. I mean, I like all you guys, but I think I'm going to like you guys against him just a little more.
We'll beat him for 25 minutes.
I'll beat him for
awesome.
25 minutes.
All right, we got about
him and Todd are friends. So that should tell you, him and Todd are friends. That I really don't get along with those people. I go there, but they're both just. I don't like them. Our Memphis Mike, all he does is run his mouth.
That's all they do.
Really?
Yep. Horrible. He's an announcer.
Well, let me ask you this, guys. So he talks, but can he talk and walk or just talk?
They just talk.
And which one? Memphis Mike?
No, Loco the Clown.
Oh, no, he can't do it.
He
if he tries to do two things at once, he gets confused.
He'd probably trip over his seat while he's chewing gum at the same time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's kind of smart.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we got about a minute 30 here. I do want to thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule, and I do want to have you guys on again individually. Like I say, answer my message on Facebook, and I'll get you guys your collector's cards, and I'll book you guys individually on the show. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Granny, you still there? You're asleep.
Sounds good to me.
I'm here.
Okay. Go get your drink before you go to bed.
I'm sorry?
I
didn't hear what you said.
Before you go to bed. Get you a good shot of whiskey before you go to bed.
Oh, I won't go to bed for a little bit, so.
But get you a good shot of whiskey.
Yeah, we still got a few more minutes things we're going to talk about. But I'll tell you what, guys, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule for joining us, and I'll definitely have you guys both on again.
All right, thanks, guys. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
You.
Thank you. All right, bye. Justin Case and MJ Davis, TWX. That was pretty cool. Hey, real quick, Granny, here before we got to wrap this up. We got about 3 minutes. Right now, and this is a wrestling show, but we're going to talk about this real quick. Right now, with the Vikings' victory tonight over the Chicago Bears, a 79 victory, if the season were to end today and the playoffs were to start next week, Minnesota would play Dallas, and the winner of that game would play Green Bay. And because Green Bay has got the number one seed in their division. And right now, the Kansas City Chiefs are the number one seed in their division, and they would face the winner of New England and Buffalo. Do you have a preference of who you'd rather play?
Well, I don't really like either team, but I guess I don't know, you know. I mean, now that Brady's at Tampa Bay, you know, I guess New England would be probably my first choice, and then Buffalo would be my second choice. But, you know, I don't like either one, but that's okay, you know. Go Chiefs. So I'm just happy we're doing as good as we are right now, so.
Do you think they have the Super Bowl championship repeat in their midst?
I hope so. I certainly hope so, because they definitely need to get in to you know, win this year, you know, at the Super Bowl, and they need to, and I think they can do it. I really do. I think they can make it to the playoffs. If we keep that number one seed position, that means we'll have home field advantage all through the playoffs like we did last year. And I've got faith in my Chiefs. I'm not one of these fans that, you know, is just a bandwagon fan. I mean, win or lose, I always support my Kansas City Chiefs. And that's the way I've always been. That's the way I will always be. So go Chiefs.
And for all the listeners out there, we'll be back after the holiday. We want to have everybody have a safe and happy holiday.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll see you all on the 27th. We got three big guests next week, like we always do, but our third guest next week has done it all in the entertainment industry. So that's a little teaser. Until then, everybody be safe. Be nice to each other, and we'll see you guys all next week. And Granny, have a great holiday, all right?
You too. Good night, everybody.
You think you know me?
On the stage.
You think you know me?